This was music to the ears of hundreds of Civil War buffs. They all braved the rain on this wet, muddy Saturday near the town of Resaca, Georgia, just over the border from northeast Alabama.
What's neat about the Resaca reenactment, we were on part of the original battleground.
That's Ken Paget. The Georgia native is acting as the general of today's reenactment. During the real Battle of Resaca in 1864, Confederate General Joe Johnston faced General William T. Sherman from the north.
Resaca basically was a draw between the two armies, but with the Federal superior numbers, they outflanked the Confederate army and crossed the rivers downstream and threatened to cut off the Confederate retreat.
One unit that took part in the actual Battle of Resaca was a ragtag group from Madison County called the 1st Alabama Cavalry. It's okay if you've never heard of them. Historians have.
You know, they did a lot, actually.
That's Dr. John Kovach. He teaches history at the University of Alabama in Huntsville, not far from where the 1st Alabama Cavalry was formed.
They served and they fought and they died and they sacrificed, just like every other unit that was fighting throughout the war.
But this is where the story gets a little complicated. During the presidential election of 1860, not everybody in Alabama liked slavery or the thought of the South breaking away from the Union. Kovach says that left the men of the 1st Alabama Cavalry in a bind on election day.
Their convictions pushed them to move toward supporting the Union by actually becoming a part of Union forces. They fought a number of skirmishes and major battles, in fact became a guard for General William T. Sherman.
Sherman is a bad word around, Alabama. He's not one of our favorites.
That's Sally Cox of Birmingham. She found out about the 1st Alabama Cavalry while researching her family tree.
And this is what I got. It's got all kinds of, letters.
Judging from the pile of documents on her dining room table, Cox has been keeping busy. She wanted to qualify to join the Daughters of the American Revolution. After a little digging, she found something a bit different, namely Captain Fernando Cortez Burdick of the 1st Alabama Cavalry. He went by Frank.
Great, great, I think it's two greats. Grandmother, yeah, it'd be great, great, great grandfather, right?
Cox considers herself an Alabamian, even though she was born in Tennessee. She does have relatives up north, and when word got out that one of her ancestors fought for the Union, well,
Nobody up there seems to think it's all that odd. Frankly, I do. This document says that he had to resign his commission because of some diseases contracted in the Army.
The fact that Frank Burdick was a Southerner who fought for the Union doesn't bother historian John Kovach. What does bug him are the stereotypes about the North and the South that can make stories like Burdick's such a novelty.
What I tell my students all of the time is that history is not black and white, it's gray.
But getting that idea across has been an uphill climb. Kovach says most people think of the North in the 1860s as industrial and the South as a bunch of wealthy plantation owners sipping mint juleps. Kovach says that's bunk popularized by books like Gone with the Wind.
In 1860, if taken as an individual, as a separate nation, the South was the fifth most industrialized nation in the world.
The one thing everyone seems to agree on is how the war pitted brother against brother. Remember Ken Paget, the general in charge of the reenactment of the Battle of Resaca? That hobby has turned him into an amateur historian. Paget says he's heard a lot of stories across the South, similar to the 1st Alabama Cavalry.
And you had relatives that was loyal to the Union, and then those that were rebellious and was loyal to the Confederacy. So it was not uncommon for soldiers on each side to run across some of their wounded relatives and stuff on the field.
There's a copy of the handwritten marriage license.
And that idea hits close to home for Sally Cox. There's a portrait that hangs on the wall of her dining room. It's a painting of two men, one in Union blue and the other in gray.
This is Fernando Cortez Burdick. This is Robert Alexander Hill. These are my great-great-grandparents.
And it should come as no surprise that while Burdick fought for the Union, Hill was for the Confederacy.
And the thing that was so interesting, I thought, was that they were both at the Battle of Shiloh. And we always joke in the family that great-great-grandpa Burdick shot great-great-grandparent Robert Alexander Hill, which of course is not, but it makes a great story.
Cox admits if he had, she wouldn't be here as their descendant. Burdick and Hill returned to Madison County after the war to form Cox's branch of the family tree. So it appears everything was resolved.
I consider myself Southern. I'm no Yankee.
Okay, not everything. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Birmingham.